It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for our 15-minute outdoor show today. I thought it would be a good idea for us to do a little smorgasbord roundup on the fishing, check in on the crappie fishing and the cat fishing, and start the show off here in just a little bit with a trip up to Lake Texoma. Those big old stripers have been going absolutely crazy for about 2 weeks up there. You know, our show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website there is biggame.org, www.biggame.org, and made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Cooler. The website is bruteoutdoors.com. The phone number is toll-free 855-BRUTE-55. Tell you what, let's do, folks. Let's start our little whirlwind fishing fact-finding mission up at Lake Texoma. Guide Larry Sparks is standing by, and I tell you, the big stripers are going wild up there right now. Larry, are you with us this morning, buddy?
I'm with you, Luke.
Thank you very much. We've had you on as a guest several times in the past, many times actually, and I always appreciate your words of wisdom up there at Lake Texoma. Larry, the trophy striper bite is about as good as it gets because I saw the pictures. I've been looking at every picture that you send me, and there was one of little Dave, who's your head guide, holding up a big striper yesterday. So pretty common to catch fish over 10, and that one looked twice that big.
Luke, it has been absolutely phenomenal. You know, it really don't take a rocket scientist to get out here and do it. You know, everybody, you know, you can get out here. I think you're a little better off to be with a guide, especially when you're with us. But we're doing it pretty regular. You know, as you said, I sent you some pictures yesterday, and we were pre-fishing, and we absolutely wore them out, you know, with 75-degree weather in January. I mean, you know, it's just hard to beat, Luke.
It's unreal, the big fish action, Larry. And I honestly, I agree with you. Even a really good fisherman, take, for instance, a tournament striper fisherman with the state tournament or a national tournament, that hasn't fished Texoma in, say, most of those guys that come up haven't fished it in months or maybe years. Say someone coming to Texoma that's a very skilled striper fisherman. The pattern, yeah, they can catch some fish, but you'd mentioned a guide. Getting in a boat with someone that was there yesterday and the day before, that's staying really current on the patterns, that right there is key. And someone that might have their own boat and say, hey, you know, I'd like to learn Lake Texoma, there is no better way than to book a trip with a knowledgeable guide service like you guys have. So maybe some patterns, Larry, on catching these big ones would help everybody.
Yesterday, Luke, I'm going to step you back just a little bit of going to the, you know, watching these things and every day. I mean, that's why we were pre-fishing yesterday. We fished about 3 hours in doing some stuff that he had been doing with no success.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, knowing, and that's what we like, and that's what little David, he tries to have 4 or 5 spots, different areas and all. Well, we were kind of going down to the last area, and here again, a novelist may have a little problem knowing all this stuff, but you run these river channels, and that seems, you know, they're feeding, there's not a doubt about that. And, you know, we're fishing 40-foot water, and I think I've told you that for the last 2 or 3 months. And they're just off, you know, they may be up on top, and they may be in the channel. Yesterday, they were both. You know, they were on the edge, and we worked them all the way out into the channel. And I know we fish the north end of the lake a lot, and I know they're having some of the same results on the south end. So, you know, it's just hard to believe, you know, unless you come, how good it is. And we're still using the same lure that Sassy Shad with the glow, with an ounce and a half jig head, just you know, it kind of slowed down. We thought maybe we was going to see the end of it. But it's not over.
Sounds like it's probably about the best it's been in the past 2 or 3 weeks. One thing, Larry, that might help some people, and I know techniques change, and sometimes hour-to-hour techniques change if the fish are suspended in the water column or if they're up near the surface or if they're on the bottom. But there's two systems now for catching stripers. When the water gets really, really cold, dead sticking is a very productive method, and a lot of our bass fishermen do it, and a lot of folks will know what we're talking about, just holding the bait down. And these fish in real cold water, they become lethargic, even stripers do to a degree, and they'll just suck that bait in, and you need a sensitive rod. But you guys are throwing the jigs with the shad bodies on them. Are you catching them a lot right down on the bottom, you know, creeping them along the bottom, or is it varying from top to bottom every day?
No, yesterday, Luke, we were riding just a very, very slow retreat, you know, and kind of like we did go back early when you were with me. We will start your retreat. We may come in, you know, about halfway, then you'll let out, hit your release button, and go back to the bottom. So you try to keep that right on the pretty close to the bottom. And just talking about the dead sticking, as I was telling you earlier, when I had the fish that I sent you the picture, I had a dead stick down, which is just, you go down to the bottom with your fluke and reel it up about around, just barely get it off bottom. And I mean, it's kind of like fishing with bait. And I had one on it and one on the Sassy. So, I mean, it don't get any better.
Oh man, that's really true. And, Larry, as far as time of the day, one thing that probably deters a lot of people from fishing in the winter is getting out there, you know, an hour before daylight and stand on the dock. You don't have to do that this time of year, do you?
No, you know, and I was right when all the fishing I've ever done down here with the bait system, that's what I thought you had to do. It didn't matter what. Mm-hmm. Your afternoon fishing, you're going to catch bigger, nicer, more of them. I mean, you know, yesterday it was a little before dark there, you know, in the late evening when we really hit those yesterday. And the dogs were even working them. So, you know, that's something we hadn't seen either, so in a week or so.
You bet.
But the afternoons are wonderful, and that's what we do in most of our trips in the wintertime are afternoon trips.
Well, Larry, thank you a lot for sharing all your knowledge with us. I know that folks can go online to Sparky's Guide Service, Sparky's Guide Service up at Lake Texoma, and find your numbers and everything. But if they want to just give you a call, what's the best number to reach you?
They can catch me at 580-916-2293.
Well, Larry, thanks a lot for being with us, buddy, and we'll get you back soon to keep everybody tuned in up at Texoma. How about it?
That'll be great.
Folks, I tell you what, that's got the striper fishing pretty well covered. I tell you, we need to talk about crappie next, and we need to go up to Lake Fork. My buddy, Guide Seth Vanover, guides for crappie and catfish right now. Seth emailed me a picture of a large box of large crappie here day before yesterday. I think the bite is going good. Seth, are you with us this morning, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Well, I appreciate you being with us and taking the time to clue everybody in. That was a big old box of big crappie, Seth, that you sent me the picture of.
Yeah, we got into them pretty good last weekend. Caught a bunch of limits and really no small fish. I mean, some big, big crappie were boated last weekend.
You know, a lot of folks don't realize that winter is one of the better times to catch big, maybe the best time to catch big crappie. There's so many people that concentrate on crappie fishing in the spring spawn. That's the only time they think you can catch a crappie. But this time of the year, those rascals get deep and they get balled up in some big schools, don't they?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, last weekend, yeah, we were out on one of my spots, and I was watching it on my 2D sonar on my electronics, and just I would see a big school start entering the screen, and I'd tell everybody in my boat, get ready, get ready, and about two or three rods would go down every time.
That is so much fun. Folks, if you're a rabid crappie fisherman and you haven't discovered Lake Fork Fishing Farm, you need to give it a try. I fish with Seth several times down there, and we always caught them summer, fall. I haven't been with you this winter, but I think it's going to happen pretty quick, Seth. I want to get down there and do a newspaper article with you and just have some fun, you know, catching them.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the baits and the depths, some real particulars that might help people catch some crappie now.
Okay, right now, this bite isn't going to last much longer. With it starting to warm up, they're going to start transitioning into a spring pattern. But right now, my primary places have been on roadbeds on main lake points.
Mm-hmm.
And about 33, at the most, about 38 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go over it, and I always mark it with my electronics, make sure there's fish on it. And I do, and I'll chunk a buoy out, and I'll anchor up on it. Our baits, it's been a mixture of minnows and jigs. We've been doing about as good on one as the other. The minnows, I found out the other day, they need to be smaller right now.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be, you know, your inch and a half, 2-inch minnows. That's not working. It needs to be your inch minnows, 3/4 of an inch. It needs to be smaller right now. But we're right on the bottom. I haven't seen any suspended fish right now. Jigs, we've been doing mainly tandem rig jigs, and the way I do it, I'm sitting on top of my roadbed, and I know it's running a certain way. I'll cast my jig out as far as I can go, and I'll just let the line out, and I'll let it go to the bottom, and I'll bounce that tandem rig along that roadbed, and you'll feel them. And sometimes you don't feel them, you know, but you usually can feel that little tick when they hit it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are pulling it along, and all of a sudden there's a little pressure on there, well, that's a fish. There's just a real light bite right now. It's a really light bite. Yeah, but just give it a little tug, and they'll let you know they're there.
So your rod, more or less, sometimes will just kind of load up on you, and don't expect all the time a real hard strike. Just sometimes, just a little heavy feeling on that rod tip, right?
Right. It's a real subtle bite. Mm-hmm. You know, and you'll if you're a crappie fisherman,
you'll feel
or
it.
Or even if you're not, you know, I mean, you can tell the difference of how that bait's running,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a fish that has just kind of came up behind it, sucked it in, and kind of coming with you. Now, so, you know, as you pull you're trying to jig your jig along, it just feels heavy. Well, that's a fish on there.
Right, right. Well, Seth, you know, now the crappie is the big focus, but I know that you also guide for catfish, and Fork has got a surprising number of, it's got a ton of channel cat. I've been with you and fish myself down there for a long time, but you can also catch some, if you want to get away from those crappie, I imagine you could use some cut bait and do pretty good on the blues down there right now.
You can. We don't have the blue population like some of the other lakes, like Tawakoni or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have them, but you really, really got to know what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Because they're a tough fish to catch out there, but we do catch them. The best way we do it, you know, there's several different terminology for it, but, you know, I call it splatting.
Uh-huh.
And we use fresh cut bait or gizzards, chicken
uh-huh.
gizzards.
Yep.
Find you a good roost tree. And right now, what you do, you tie your boat upwind of the roost tree, cast your bait out, and let it hit right at the base of that tree. And what that's emulating is the water turkeys up there roosting, their droppings hitting the water. And the catfish are no more than 3 feet under the water eating these droppings. And what you do, you let your bait hit, no weight, no nothing, and just let it kind of flutter down. And if they're there and they're hungry, you might want to hold on.
Seth, we're getting close to being out of time. Leave your website, please, sir, and then leave a phone number for people that might want to come down and crappie fish with you.
Okay. The website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com, or you can call me anytime at 903-736-4557.
Thank you, Seth. Folks, we are out of time. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org, and also made possible by Brute Outdoors. That website is bruteoutdoors.com. They're the makers of the Brute Box Cooler. Their phone number is toll-free, 855-BRUTE-55. And join me right back here next week. We'll have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.